Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Delivering dependable for over 30 years, Superior Video Livestock Auction proud to tell you about their next video cattle auction coming Thursday, April 2nd, broadcast live from their facilities in Fort Worth, Texas. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering the Superior Sunrise Show at 7:30 a.m. with the auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 33,800 head to sell. That'll include 12,270 yearling steers, 7,000 yearling heifers, over 13,000 weaned calves, 235 calves on cows, and about 330 head of bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com. Or give Superior a call for information, 800-422-2117. Remember, folks, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, live cattle and feeder cattle futures, end of the day a little bit lower. We had a pretty volatile day. The April, which are now the front month, down 55 at 120.50. The Mays are only down 2 at 120.90. But generally anywhere from steady to a dollar lower on the live cattle. If you look at the live cattle, April, which were down $1.75 at 99.20, were one of the weaker contracts here, catching a lot of people by surprise because we had 119 and 120 cash trade last week. And so that's $20. The cash was $20 above currently where the April live cattle are trading. And that's brought some interest in buying the live cattle futures, but have not seen any luck at this time with that. On further out, the Junes were down 35. It looks like August, October, December are all just steady to slightly higher. Box beef at midday was $1.71 lower on choice at 251. Select down 386 at 238.52. The feeder cattle index on Friday at least was at 130.44, which is where the March futures contract will settle out against the feeder cattle index on Friday. Now, the lean hog contracts were down about $4.50.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Let's see. There's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahms' new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahms' strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
They won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
The grain contracts were mixed today. We had corn down about 3.5, beans anywhere from 2 lower to 3 higher, Chicago wheat about unchanged, Kansas City half to a penny higher. Currently, cotton futures have bounced back today, only down 16 in December at 53.33. Tomorrow morning, we have a USDA prospective plantings and quarterly stocks report. Now, we have not heard much about this report because we've got all this other big-time news that's sort of overshadowing it. But it could be a really big report as they give us the estimates on how many acres of corn and soybeans the market's going to plant or the farmer's going to plant this year. There's also some uncertainty on if it's even going to be accurate because so much has changed in the last month, specifically the ethanol industry and how much ethanol is going to be produced. Of course, there are certain varieties of corn that are planted only for ethanol. And how much of that will happen and how much of it will go to feed, et cetera. Talking around contacts around the Midwest and Iowa and Illinois and through that country, it looks like there may go to more beans at this point, but there's still some time left before they have to decide. But there's still a whole lot up in the air, and this prospective plantings report may not exactly reflect what's going to happen in the end.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.